This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And we welcome everyone to the show today. What a broadcast extravaganza this is expected to be. At 1:30 today, fans have been begging to hear the suit. Did I read that with enough enthusiasm, Todd?
I thought you were introducing the Rose Bowl for a second.
Same thing. The Sioux will join us to give us his breakdown of the Indy 500. Once again, the key, the first driver to make 800 successful left turns wins. Did I miss something?
You got to change a couple tires in there once in a while. But other than that, no.
I mean, 800 successful left turns.
Yeah.
You know what bothers him? Is I've actually walked on the track, and he's never been there. It bothers him I walked on the track. It's almost like he feels like I had to face the place. It's like, really? Okay. Sorry. Happened to be there. Thought it would be a great place to go. That's just me. And then, this guy doesn't do a lot of these. And that's Sean Fitz from On3.com. He is somebody that's universally respected. Fans really respect him. Colleagues respect him. People he cover respect him. And we're going to have him on the show today at 2:35. And it's going to be just great to talk to him. I tried to work it out before. It didn't quite work out. And then when I just out of the blue, I texted him. And I said, what do you think? He says, hey, you hit me at just the right time. I said, okay, good. Does a great job of covering recruiting and in covering the team. Xander Schauffele is the leader at the PGA right now, and he is rolling. The defending Olympic champion is now playing his 18th hole, which I think is he's playing. I think he started on the back nine today, so he's playing the ninth hole. He's at 9 under par. Tony Finau is next at 6 under. He's playing the 15th. Rory McIlroy, who's won his last two starts, is at 5 under par, playing 17. McIntyre, 5 under, playing 16. Coles is finished at 4 under par. Tiger Woods just birdied. He's at 1 under par. So there you are. I mean, that's what a performance he's put on. Jordan Spieth, by the way, you know, we talked yesterday, Jerry Dulac and I, about Jordan Spieth. And Spieth loves how he's hitting the ball. He's 3 under par through 14. He's right there. He is right there.
It'll be interesting to see if the scores stay that low all weekend.
Well, it's been raining.
Ah.
It's not raining now. It rained during the early of the week. The course is very soft, and it is allowing the ball, believe it or not, to sit up. And it's allowed them to have some good lies and shots into the green. This is not the... Okay, some championship courses are very narrow. This one is not. It's not. It's not like acres of wide open spaces you can hit to, but it's not U.S. Open narrow. And that's, and some of these guys have taken advantage of that. Now we have a whole bunch of guys going off this afternoon that'll be playing, including the Mickelson, Fitzpatrick, Morikawa group. You know, John Rahm's playing this afternoon. Wyndham Clark is playing this afternoon. Cantlay's this afternoon. Zalatoris, Patrick Reed. Those are some of the names this afternoon that are going at Valhalla. So, yeah. He's nine under par. He finished. He parred the last hole. He shot, Schauffele shot 62.
Yikes.
62. It's like talking to Greg Wetzel.
You know, I can't believe that I did not know this, but the girl that's such a that won the double A cross country for Lewisburg was his granddaughter.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the athleticism came from the mom side. All right, so that's terrific. That is wonderful. Yankees have jumped out to a 1-0 lead on the Twins because Anthony Volpe led off the game with a home run. And Volpe's off to a good start this year. He's hitting .273 after a rough rookie year. All right, last night, Celtics won, beat the Cavs 113-98. The Cavs did not have three of their starters last night. Or two of them are starters. LeVert comes off the bench, but Mitchell didn't play. LeVert didn't play. Allen didn't play. I thought the Cavaliers played very well. The Celtics, it's obvious. Look, they've won their first two series each in five. That looks great, but I don't think they've played great. They need to get Porzingis back. They really do. Need to get Porzingis back. Also last night, the Mavs won, winning at Oklahoma City to lead that series 3-2 as they beat the Thunder 104-92. And by the way, Tyrese Maxey won the Sportsmanship Award. Is that a tear running down your cheek?
A little bit. Yeah. Actually, the video was kind of nice. His parents gave it to him. I saw that before we went on.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's very nice. I like that. And so there's going to be one game tonight, Nuggets T-Wolves in Minnesota. Denver leads the series now 3-2. And let's get to the NHL story. Because last night, there are points where your stars need to be your stars. Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon for Colorado each scored third period goals last night. And they beat Dallas 5-3 to stay alive. They go back to Denver now with the Stars up 3-2. Tonight, the Rangers and Hurricanes play in Raleigh. The Rangers win the first three, but Carolina staved off elimination 1-4, then went to Madison Square Garden 1-5. So it's 3-2 going back to Raleigh tonight. That's at 7 on TNT. And Edmonton and Vancouver will play in British Columbia at 10 o'clock tonight, and that series is tied at 2 apiece. So that's where they are. Phillies won again last night as they knocked off the Mets. The Phillies are 31-13. Yikes. I mean, last night, just rock and roll. They beat the Mets 10-5 last night. Ranger Suarez is now 8-0. He's 8-0. And by the way, didn't give up an earned run again last night. I mean, Ranger Suarez has a 1.37 ERA. Turnbull gave up all the runs. And Turnbull has a good ERA, by the way. His ERA, even giving up the runs, 2.11. But Ranger Suarez is 8-0. Went 5 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs, struck out 3, walked 2. 83 pitches, 52 of them were strikes.
It's kind of funny that they spent the last 2 years searching for that number 3 starter, and it turned out that he was in their system the whole time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And Harper last night homered, doubled, knocked in 3. Even Rojas knocked in a run last night. Rojas, hey, look, he's hitting 233 right now, Johan Rojas. If he hits 233 the rest of the season to go with his glove, that's gold.
I was reading something, I think it was this morning or last night. The odd part about this is he's like the second worst defensive center fielder so far this season in the National League.
Oh, for God's sakes. You want to know the key to understanding how well a guy's playing defense?
Catches the ball?
They give you 2 of them. Your eyes.
Yeah.
Use your eyes. People hate when they talk about what's called, they call it the eye test. For goodness sakes. Okay? People that resent the eye test don't know what they're looking for. Okay. What kind of route does the guy take? How does he track down balls? Okay. A guy that's got a double, and because of how the guy plays it, he prevents him from getting a triple. This isn't about errors and things. Like, errors are one thing. If you're making a lot of errors out there, you got a big problem. I mean, that is a big problem. But he's the second worst defensive center fielder?
In the first month of the season, I think.
Oh, for God's sakes. Watch the games. That used to be a running joke I had all the time. I'd be on this guy's show all the time. I said, do you watch the games? Because he'd ask me questions about Penn State. I'd be sitting there like, what is he talking about? I said, do you watch the games? Like, come on. And that's the whole thing. You got to watch the games. Yeah. Oh, boy. I know we've talked a lot about money here in the last. I feel tired like we've talked a lot about money. But attorneys for Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL expressed strong concerns with Diamond Sports Group's ability to emerge from bankruptcy during a status conference on Wednesday, less than 5 weeks after a scheduled confirmation hearing. The uneasiness stems from Diamond's inability to secure a new contract with its third largest distributor. Guess who that is? Comcast! Which prompted the carrier to pull Bally Sports channels off the air at the start of May, leaving baseball fans throughout the country, most notably in the southeastern part of the country, without the ability to watch their favorite teams. This is a problem. Diamond entered bankruptcy with 14 major league teams. Now, they shed the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Uncertainty over regional sports contracts, a major revenue source for teams as we've outlined, hung over the offseason, particularly with the Rangers, Twins, and Guardians. Now, the Rangers, of course, are this shabby, backward group that won the World Series last year. Those three teams have since agreed to new deals that only cover this season. Big problem. Regional sports networks were considered to be the salvation for these teams. And this is where I usually, as you can tell, Todd, I usually do a good job of keeping up on this. Well, I remember last year when the numbers were coming out, to be honest with you, I never really knew what the Pirates TV deal was regionally. I just assumed the Pirates were getting like $10 to $15 million a year, based on product, based on market. You know what the Pirate number was for their regional sports network? It was $61 million a year. I was stunned when I saw that. And then my first thought is, okay, what are they doing with it? Obviously, you're not investing it. Remember what I said the other day when in talking about Beaver Stadium. This goes for everything. You invest to the level of your expectations. What are the expectations of Bob Nutting and the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Make it through 162 games.
Well said, Todd. Well said. Now, do you want to do the Indy 500 segment?
I will actually, the issue is the other microphone and the other, isn't working right.
No, I'm talking about in place of the other guy.
No, I don't know if I could do... I could probably muddle my way through it if need be.
Yeah. I could fake it. All right. This opening half hour is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. You have multiple insurance needs, they can handle them all. And they'll also do everything they can to make sure that you are fully insured while also saving money. Customer service means everything to them. Because customer service means everything to you. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Coming up, the Indianapolis 500 next weekend. Not this weekend. This weekend, one more weekend apiece. And then the Indy 500 itself. We now bring in the expert on the Indy 500, which is the only race they run during the course of the IndyCar season.
That's not true.
I believe it's the only one anybody knows.
It's the only one you watch, yes. It's definitely the case that it's the only one you watch.
I think I speak for America.
I've seen them all. I've watched the practices. I've watched some of the qualifying. I've seen them all so far. This is the first oval. So this is what makes it. I like that idea, by the way. I love the fact that this is the first time that they've gotten on an oval this year instead of doing these short tracks before the 500, because you have no idea what car you have now.
Really?
And it's been a tough week at Indianapolis, too, Steve, because of the rain. Matter of fact, they might not even be able to have Fast Friday. Fast Friday is where they get a little extra boost. So the speeds go up about 3 to 5 miles an hour for qualifying, and they may not be able to have a Fast Friday. So we may be looking at Saturday on qualifying day as being the first time that these drivers have run with the added boost. So that would make things interesting.
You're making stuff up now.
Well, I could, but this time I'm not.
Really?
Okay.
You insist. So nobody can really tell to this point, except that the usual suspects are involved in the race, who have done well and have cranked it out on ovals before. So who are the usual suspects that we need to watch for this time?
Well, you absolutely have to have, you know, a willpower on the radar. I mean, there's a guy that's led more laps.
Oh, well, that disgust, you have no regard for willpower at all.
I'm not a big... You know what? I take that back, Steve. I am more of a willpower fan over the last 5 years than I ever have been. I think he has been a different person in interviews and a different driver. For many years, it was all about what people did to him. Now, and he attributes this to being a father now. He actually has really changed his image a little bit, not only in interviews, but on the track. Now it's, you know, he'll admit to a mistake, which I don't remember him doing very often in his earlier part of his career.
Hmm. All right, so willpower's one.
Pato O'Ward's been very, very fast and continues to be here in the limited practice that they've had this week. And the one of the Kiwis, there's two actually, Scott McLaughlin, you have to watch out for him with the Penske team. And I think that Scott Dixon is always somebody that's on the radar, especially if this becomes a fuel mileage race. This guy can feather a throttle like nobody I have ever witnessed in any motorsports. He can save fuel when other guys are just struggling to hit numbers.
Mm. All right. Others, though, I mean, teams mean a lot, too. Owners mean a lot in the sport. Who are the Penske guys to watch for?
I'll tell you what, Steve, it has been a very tough year for Penske. You know, he may own the series, but he has had suspensions in his team. His team principal's basically been suspended in Tim Cindric. They've been stripped wins earlier this year. That is a team right now that is in a lot of turmoil, and there's a lot of finger-pointing going on there. But Scott McLaughlin has been the leader there, and Will Power has been very consistent.
Okay. Ganassi.
Well, I mean, there you're looking at Scott, you know, that's a Dixon thing. And he's been, Ganassi's always in the top at Indianapolis. Matter of fact, I think he's won, I think the last four or five Indy 500s. I mean, his team is always right around the top.
Why?
You know, that's a great question. What is it that, and I think
that's why I asked it.
But that's what teams like Andretti right now are asking as well. We've got four, you know, Andretti, Michael's looking at it like, we got four cars in this. Why aren't we more competitive in the 500 on a regular basis with these Ganassi teams and the Penske's? There's no real one. One thing that I think stands out with Ganassi, no matter who's been in the seat, you know, they've always been competitive. And maybe that goes back to the garage. Maybe that goes back to what they're doing in the garage.
The garage, huh? Okay, so you've never been to the race, have you?
I have not been to the 500. It is absolutely on the bucket list.
It bothers you I've walked on the track.
Yes, it does. It does bother me. I do want to go up to Watkins Glen, though, and take the Kia on the Watkins Glen track when they open it up sometime.
Does it bother you I've been to Watkins Glen?
No. Just Indianapolis.
Oh, goodness.
I've flown over Indianapolis, but it was too dark and cloudy to see it.
How could you miss it?
It was too dark and cloudy.
Oh. So in the road racing to this point, which is as exciting as watching paint dry.
Actually, this year it has been more exciting.
Oh, yeah. Why? What, they passed once?
Well, they have the push to pass. And they're giving them more push to pass time, which gives you an extra 10 horsepower for as long as you want. You have, normally on road courses, it's like 90 seconds that you can use at a time. And, you know, drivers are using it both offensively and defensively, and it's really opened things up in a lot more passing zones that wouldn't normally be passing zones, especially at places like Long Beach.
It's interesting because Rob Blackman, good friend of mine, who does Purdue basketball, works the pits of the Indy 500 on radio.
I knew I heard that name somewhere.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Oh, yeah, come on. He's Zach Edey's announcer. And you're all like, he's all, like all excited because Will Power got four tires and he's out of there. Like, one day. Okay. And I had a long talk with Rob last year. We do the Big Ten golf outing. Right. And guess who is not a part of the Big Ten golf outing this year?
Well, isn't that because it's race week?
Yes, it's next week, so he's out.
That's what I was going to say.
He's out.
Yeah, that's carb day. That's probably right around carb day.
So I was talking to Don Fisher, who does Indiana. Now, Don never had to work the 500 in terms of announcing the race, but he had to cover it for a long time. He goes, I hate that thing.
I know one guy that covered it for many years that we had on the air, probably about 9 years ago now, and did an outstanding job and loved every minute of it. It was Paul Page.
Well, Paul Page, yeah, but he was the play-by-play guy.
True. That's a good point. We had Vince Welsh on, too, when ABC carried it.
Yeah, but Vince was, again, if you're working the event on the live broadcast, I guess. It's a big difference between covering it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, there's another accident. I'm going to go to soda.
Great. I got to go to the Infield Care Center again.
Yeah, that's good. How's everybody doing? All right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, looks like he's going to live. He'll be fine. Through the road racing part, who actually has excelled? I'm talking about team-wise, where you can kind of tell there's a sync with the team and the driver.
Well, I would have said, up until a couple of weeks ago before the penalties, I would have said the Penske team and drivers. But now that's completely out of sync with some of the violations that they've had. I think it's been more the driver and on race day that has been able to make the adjustments that they've needed. And maybe a strategist with a tire change, because when they're running on road courses, they're running a softer tire, an alternate tire, which is a red, and a black, which is the harder tire that lasts longer. So obviously you're faster on the softer tires, but the black tires and the harder compound last longer. And that has been what's been the big difference with a lot of these drivers and their teams, is finding the right mix at the right time on these road courses. And, last week...
Well, what kind of tire do they need on this course, though?
Well, they're only going to have the one. They only have right. On the ovals, they only have the hard compound tire. So the playing field is level there.
Are they all Goodyears? Or are they
Firestones.
Firestones.
Okay. Yep, they're all Firestones. So the playing field's level that way. That's why Indianapolis is unique for even an oval because of how many pit stops. I think the average pit stop is five. There's five to seven pit stops during the 500-mile race. So really a lot of the pressure of making the right changes, making everything smooth, I mean, trying to be perfect minimum of five times is on that pit crew.
What are the odds that the 500 ends under a yellow flag going at 60 miles an hour?
Painfully high. I am not a big fan of green-white checkered the way NASCAR does it. Okay, I think that throws in too many variables that teams can't plan for in a race. And like, okay, well, are we going to have enough fuel if this goes an extra two laps? If it goes an extra four laps, what happens? You know, that's to me, that's what is the wrong part of it. What I do like about what IndyCar has done over the last couple of years is they've red flagged the race. So nobody works on any of the cars. The cars are stopped. The engines are off. They come back, and they guarantee at least they have two laps to finish the race. That is a way to do it that I think is a little bit more fair.
All right, hot lap early patio award has been the one that's put in the hot lap, 228.861. Colton Herta, 224.182.
Watch out for him, too. He's one of those drivers on the Andretti team. He's their lead driver right now, Steve. And he has matured so much as a driver since that first win down in Texas.
And then there's Linus Lundqvist, who went 225.621, but hit the wall in turn two. So those are some of the updates from the track as to what they've been doing. Now there's the Kyle Larson part of it. How intrigued are you by Kyle Larson as a driver in this race?
I think he's driving for Arrow McLaren, and that makes it intriguing to me. Because Arrow McLaren is one of these newer teams in IndyCar that have expanded from Formula One and Formula Two. So I'll be interested to see how much they've learned. And he was at the race last year. It'll be interesting to see how much he learned from not being in a IndyCar competitively in any race at any point in his career.
Yeah, and he said he wasn't really all that upset about he wasn't able to get any laps in. Because they only had a 23-minute practice
the other day. Been tough. No,
Andy just feels that's all you need. It's like, what kind of race is this?
But now this is what bugs me, though, about these guys that want to do the double. And the women that want to do a double, because Danica Patrick did it a few years, too. Yeah. The problem I have is NASCAR's inflexibility. This, to me, is a plus for both series. These are two series that had a weekend at Indianapolis and ran the road course together a few years ago. IndyCar on Saturday, NASCAR on Sunday. I thought it was a great merger between the two series. But here's what happens. Carl Larson runs the 500. If it runs on time and ends on time, no delays, no long cautions, he hops a flight, goes to Charlotte for the race. Well, he has to go to the back of the field because he missed the driver's meeting. That is the most ludicrous thing I have heard. He missed the driver's meeting. It's not like this is a brand new track and there's new things to learn. Can't you fill him in? Can't you bring him in via Zoom or something?
Yeah, but it's a 600-mile race. It doesn't matter if you start from the back.
But that's a drawback, though.
While I understand your point, I completely understand your point, but this isn't a 200-mile race. This is a 600-mile marathon with a...
You're right.
In NASCAR, it's like 72 stages or something like that. So...
and the other good... Yeah, it's exactly right, with 800 cautions, especially in the last 20 laps, but that's a whole different topic.
Right.
I think, though, what... The negative is you've got sponsors on that car that aren't going to get the normal exposure they would if Carl Larson was running where he qualified. And I'm assuming he qualifies highly. And they haven't done that yet, but I'm assuming he'd qualify highly. However, the other side of the coin is here's a guy that's driving the double, so there's going to be a lot of television coverage on him and how he's recovering and things like that. So maybe in that aspect it balances out. But I just think... It's the inflexibility of NASCAR that makes a lot of these drivers go, sure. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to start from the back.
And Jimmy Johnson announces and he races all the same day. So
yeah, that's the first one there. He's going to pull the announcer for Indianapolis for the NBC broadcast and then race the 600 later.
All right. A couple other names to watch in this. Let's start with Alexander Rossi. You mentioned Arrow McLaren. All right. Rossi has won this race before.
Yeah, and he is another one of those very aggressive drivers. He's what I guess Townsend Bell likes to call the elbows out kind of driver. So he'll stick a nose in there in turn one in situations that maybe a lot of other drivers wouldn't, but the difference is he's able to complete that pass where a lot of other guys would be in the wall.
And then there's Joseph Newgarden.
He's just so solid. I mean, he's another one that reminds me of a younger Scott Dixon.
This is Rick Mears.
That's a really good comparison.
I shock you with this stuff, don't I?
That was a little impressive.
I shock you that I actually know it.
That's actually kind of impressive, yeah.
I mean, patient, understands it's 500 miles, right? Stays out of trouble, picks his spot, wins the race.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm fond of this driver, but Marco Andretti has looked very good in a limited practice. He's not running the full series this year. He is running for the family team in the 500. But the big difference between this and the last couple of years, he's been running truck series and ARCA races. So he is very familiar. He is very much in sync with racing, not just coming into a car cold as he had in the last couple of years.
And the other part, you love the spectacle of it. They start the broadcast at 11 a.m. You're locked in at 11 a.m. You love everything leading into it before they drop the green flag.
Jack Arute was one of the guys that made me love racing. You know, growing up, watching him do pit reporting, and his book on the Indy 500 is just fantastic. I enjoyed reading that. I've read it a couple of times now with the stories that he has. But he's the reason. He used to tell great stories. And then you had Jim McKay, who did play-by-play for many years. Mm-hmm. And again, another great storyline teller. Not only could he call the race, but he could also tell the story behind it. And that's what I enjoyed.
Jack Arute lives in Suffield, Connecticut.
Does he still own the racetrack up that way?
He owns Stafford Motor Speedway. Suffield, Connecticut is directly across the river from Enfield, where I grew up. So that's Jack and I always had that connection when we talk about stuff.
You've been on his. He had the football show for years.
I've been on his show.
Yeah.
Many times, and he's been on our show.
Yes.
So yeah, one of the classiest guys. I'm a big Jack Arute guy. Big. Well, I enjoyed this. America tuned out in droves, but I enjoyed it.
I will be very interested to see the way qualifying goes this weekend. They'll fill the top 12. Then they'll be locked in. Then everybody gets one run at that. Then that 12's locked in. Then they fill 20 through, I think it's 29. Mm. And then the last three spots are going to be open for Sunday. And there are four. There is one extra car than they have room in the field for. So somebody's going to get bumped like Graham Rahal did last year.
There you go. Oh, look, I just brought up on my iPad, the IndyCar series. They actually have other races. All right, so
hey, you want to know a next race that you should watch, Steve? Milwaukee at the end of the season. The Milwaukee Mile is back. That is a fast little bull ring, and boy, what a lot of passing you'll see in that one.
Okay. You do know it's August 31st.
Yeah.
I am at West Virginia that day doing football.
But there's such a thing called a DVR.
There's such a thing as having interest to program the DVR.
I'll listen to you and still program the DVR to watch it later.
Good, then enjoy it. You can let me know how it turned out.
I will let you know.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you a lot.
Thank you.
All right. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.